cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. For the brave men living and dead who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, and that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.
This is Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. Happy 4th. I'm Mr. Shoes. Going to take you through not patriotic, that's in the eye of the beholder, songs centered around the concept of Independence Day and Americana, et cetera, et cetera. But not in that ham-fisted, over-the-head, jingoistic way. There's another channel at another time for that kind of crap. But we're going to get into it now with, fittingly, a song called Independence Day.
Okay. set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. It was a wonderful craft, she was rigged for the nap. You know how the wild wind drove her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best lawyer rags. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million doves, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million vials of old nanny ghost tiles and a hold of the Irish Rover.
There was help, Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for the set. He was tooting with skill for each sparkling quadrille till the dancers were fluter and bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk as he rolled the dames under and over. They all knew at a glance when he took up his stance and he sailed in the aisle.
From the great Pacific Ocean, the way the sun sets in the west, that'd be great.
Bob Dylan covering Woody Guthrie's The Grand Coulee Dam from the 1967 tribute concert backed by the band, but they weren't called the band, they were called the Crackers. And yeah, maybe that is the better name. We also had the Pogues featuring the Dubliners, the Irish Rover, and David Byrne, Independence Day from Ray Momo. And we're going to keep moving right along now. And if you're going to talk about the events that led up to July 4th, one region in particular stands out, and it sure as hell isn't the Appalachians.
See, I come from Boston. I'm going to tell you all about how I love New England. It's my favorite place. You know, I've been all around the world, but I love New England best. I might be prejudiced, but it's true. I love New England best. Well, now, give me a D maestro. That's pretty good. Give me another one, though, without him. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I've already been to Paris, already been to Rome. And what did I do but miss my home?
Oh,
I have been out west to California, but I miss the land where I was born. I can't help it, dum de dum de dum 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 day. Israel's arid plain. It's magnificent, but so's Maine. I'm talking dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England. Right away. Day. Oh, one more time of this way. Dum de dum de dum dum day. Oh, New England. Dum de dum de dum 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 day. Oh, New England. Go. Dum de dum de dum 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 day.
It's a masterpiece, I say. They will cheer every word, every letter.
I wish I felt that way. I believe I can put it better. Now then attend, as friend to friend, our declaration committee. For us I see immortality in Philadelphia City. A farmer, a lawyer, and a sage, a bit gouty in the leg. You know it's quite bizarre to think that here we are, plain midwives to an egg.
Egg? What egg?
America, the birth of a new nation.
We're waiting for the chirp, chirp, chirp
of an eaglet being born, waiting for the chirp, chirp, chirp on this humid Monday morning in this congressional incubator.
God knows the temperature's hot enough to hatch a stone, let alone an egg.
We're waiting for the scratch, scratch, scratch of that tiny little fellow, waiting for the egg to hatch on this humid Monday morning in this congressional incubator.
God knows the temperature's hot enough to hatch a stone,
but will it hatch an egg?
Eagle's going to crack the
shell of the egg that England laid.
Yes, sir, we can tell, tell, tell on this humid Monday morning in this congressional incubator.
And just as Tom here has written, though the shell may belong to Great Britain, the eagle inside belongs to us.
And just as Tom here has written, we say to hell with Great Britain, the eagle inside belongs to us.
Are hailing over Little Eden tonight, forcing a light into all those stony faces left stranded on this warm July. Down in time, the circuits fall, a switch blade lovers so fast, so shame, and so sharp. As the wizards play down on Pinball Way, on the boardwalk way past dark, and the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing all them silly New York virgins by the score. Waitress I was seeing lost her desire for me. I spoke with her last night. She said she won't set herself on fire for me anymore. She worked that joint under the boardwalk. She was always a girl you saw bopping down the beach with the radio. The kids say last night she was dressed like a star in one of them cheap little seaside bars. And I saw her parked with Lover Boy out on the Kokomo. Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie for telling fortunes better than they do? For me, this boardwalk life's through, babe. You ought to quit this scene too.
Bruce Springsteen with 4th of July, Asbury Park, Sandy from the Wild, Innocent, and East Street Shuffle. The second album, better than the first, not as good as the third. The Egg from the original Broadway cast recording of 1776. And if you are here for show tunes, there's another one later. Jonathan Richman and Modern Lovers, New England. And there's a theme that's been popping up. Well, it's popped up once, and it'll be continue throughout the show. And it's not just the 4th of July thing. It's cover songs. Bob Dylan covering Woody Guthrie. There's another Woody Guthrie cover. There's a Bob Dylan cover. And what is America if not a giant cover song? Think about it. And while you're thinking about it, I have a legally mandated PSA. The Girls' Safety PSA, because it's in fact the 4th of July, or so scientists tell me. Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables, on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering, that's a good word, smoldering, grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor. You are a concerned citizen. Public service message from the firefighters of Somerville and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And sticking with what I said about cover songs, here's a one that's a rendition, I guess, of Battle Hymn of the Republic. It's a rendition that Hunter Thompson used in his campaign ad for his 1970 run for sheriff of Aspen, Colorado. He didn't win, but the song is rather good. Thank you. Herbie Mann's cover of Battle Hymn of the Republic from Memphis Underground, a favorite album of Hunter Thompson's. And we're going to make a pivot now back into show tunes, as was previously promised, with what else? West Side Story.
To keep clean.
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillac bloom in America. Industry boom in America.
12 in a room in America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get the terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
You can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
As you stay on your own side.
Free to be anything you choose.
Free to wear devils and shine shoes.
Everywhere crime in America. Organized crime in America. Terrible time in America.
You forget I'm in America.
I think I go back to San Juan.
I know a boat you can get on.
Bye-bye.
Everyone there will give big cheer.
Hey! Everyone there will have moved here. Oh.
Thank you.
Now you masters of war, you that build all of the guns, you that build the dead planes, you that build the big bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind the desk, just want you to know that I see through your mask. That never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. Put a gun in my hand, hide from my eyes, and turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly, like the Judas of old. You lie, you deceive. World war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water run down my drain. You fasten the triggers for the others to fire, and sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. Hide in your mansion as the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and buried in the mud. Well, that's the worst fear that can never be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. Threatening my baby unborn. I know to talk out of turn. You might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know. Though I'm younger than you, even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask
you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. Well, that's the worst fear that can never be heard.
We'll be right back. land is your land. This land is my land. From California, well, to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. I tell ya, this land was made for you.
Great Sharon Jones, long mourned, never duplicated, and the Dap Kings with a cover of Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land from Naturally. For a long time, well, not for a long time, for a few months after a certain election, that was our closer, but we've gone back to Wedding Presents' cover of the Cheers song, but I won't be playing tonight because we have something a bit more apropos in mind. We also had Ramones, Bonzo Goes to Bitburg, Odetta covering Bob Dylan's Masters of War from the album Odetta Sings Dylan. And we also had America from West Side Story. And that will bring us to the end of the line here on Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before I sign off, there is something I read every 4th of July. It's from my favorite book by Steinbeck. I have yet to read Grapes of Wrath. I'm so sorry, Shana. And I do love Travels with Charlie. And I do love Tortilla Flat. But this book, it's a collection of articles he wrote for the old International Herald Tribune during World War II. It's just great humanizing stuff. No glory of war and all that and all that crap. But this is an entry from England in London, July 4th, 1943. This is the end of it. This is a time of homesickness, and Christmas will be worse. No grandeur, no luxury, no interest can cut it. Can cut it out. No show is as good as the double bill at the Odeon. No food is as good as the midnight sandwich at Joe's, and no one in the world is as pretty as that blonde Margie who works at the Poppy. When they come home, they'll be a little tiresome about London for a long time. They'll recall exotic adventures and strange foods. Piccadilly and the Savoy and the White Tower, the Normandy Bar, and the place in Soho will drip from their conversation. They will compare notes enthusiastically with other soldiers who were here. The cool girls will grow to strange and romantic adventures. The lonesome little glow will be remembered as a Bacchic orgy. They will remember things they did not things they did not know that they saw. St. Paul's against a lead-colored sky and the barrage balloons hanging over it. Waterloo Station, the sandbags piled high against the Wren churches, the excited siren and sneak air raid. But today, July 4th, 1943, they wander about in a daze of homesickness, seeing nothing, hearing nothing, but the faces and voices of their own people. And on that note, thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. And in the words of a cool Lester Smooth, play the effing song.
When a fight was right, so they sent him to the war.
Very well gone away,
there's nothing left to say. With Staunch and Joe and an Aaron gone, my love's in America. The calling of the rosary, Spanish wine from far away. I'm a free-born man of the USA. Yeah!
Goodbye to you. I remembered how I swore that I'd come back to you one day. And as the sunset came to meet the evening on a hill, I told you I'd always love you, I always did, I always will.
Very well gone away, there's nothing left to say.
But say adieu to your eyes as blue as the water in the bay.
To Big Jim Dwyer, a man of war who was up and heard to say.